You are now listening to the Shane Edmonds Show.
It's one of those nights.
Mics are hot. My bad.
Welcome back to the Shane Edmonds Show, everybody. This is your favorite host, Josh, coming at you here with my boys, Blake and Jason. And we're also joined tonight by a special guest, Zach Elliott.
Yeet, yeet.
Woo.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Doing good.
Chewing gum.
I can already hear it. Oh, God. I'm cringing. I'm good, Josh. How you doing?
Doing pretty good. Had a birthday party today, so glad we got that out of the way. Got the kids all hooked up on sugar, and now the wives are dealing with them.
Facts. Straight facts.
Bringing that thunder.
All right, so for those of you who've been listening, Zach is our contestant winner, and he helped sell us like 90% of the Super Bowl pool, so we finally were able to get him in here. And he was finally able to pick up his free sweatshirt. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
Feeling Sassy. Which one did he got? The Feeling Sassy one?
Yeah.
Is that the one?
Feeling Sassy on the front. Ain't even wearing it. In the pool and ain't even wearing it. That's what's wrong with you, man?
Wash,
sorry, Daddy.
You cannot wash. You can't wear clothes without washing it.
I definitely
that is nasty.
Not.
But it smells good.
Brand new clothes do smell good most of the time.
Yeah. Unless it's like a return.
Oh, God.
You got something that somebody's done wipe their ass with or something.
Yeah. But there's a comfort feeling missing out of unwashed brand new clothes.
Yeah. I can never get comfortable in something that's unwashed.
No. Especially a hoodie. Like something stiff about it.
Yeah.
Mm, nice and stiffy.
She likes some stiff, that's for sure.
Not me.
Heyo.
Not a fan of the stiffy.
No. All right.
Limp like a noodle.
All right, let's dive in. We got our boy Zach here. Zach, we got some topics tonight, and if you brought one or two or whatever, I know you got some FMKs. We'll do those at the end of the show. What we got, Jason? Damn.
Well, what do you want? Where do we want to start?
We didn't pregame for this one, so there's no prep work done.
Let's start off with this. Zach, tell us what you do. What's your hobby?
My hobby is dirt track racing. I race at Virginia Motor Speedway in Saluda in the limited stock division. I've been doing it for going on 2 years now. Have not had the greatest luck, as some people will tell you, but I just go out there and have fun and do my best, and that's all I can do.
Yeah. Okay.
So I probably wouldn't be the first person to start calling you Ricky Bobby.
Absolutely not. Unless we're talking about him running on the track just in his underwear. Yeah, that's me.
Dang.
Good Lord.
My kind of man.
Cool. Well, we're glad to have you on. Never had a race car driver in the cesspool. We've had a musician. We've had a deacon. We've had an assaulter, Twisted T, and now we have a race car driver.
We've had EMS, or a firefighter on here.
Yes.
Jeez, you're leaving out the best one.
Sorry. And our homie Jeff. I don't know what he does.
Jeffafa.
He's just badass neighbor. So we're definitely just like checking shit off the board with having you on here. But let's get into the topics. The first one I sent to y'all, and Zach is aware of it, is this cancel culture. You know, it's every week. It's something more.
Somebody's getting canceled, yeah.
Now it's breast milk is getting canceled.
You can't call it breast milk anymore.
It's not breast milk.
What is it?
No, well, it is breast milk. I guess. What do they want to change it to?
Human milk or chest milk?
Chest milk. That's what I saw. Chest milk.
Like what?
Why can't you call it breast? Men still have breasts. It's still a breast. It's just not.
Yeah.
Still a titty. I mean, I got a nipple.
Not it's not a boob.
Protruding from the body as much as a female.
Can we call it nipple milk? I mean,
well, everybody does have nipples. So, why do they not want to call it breast milk?
I don't know.
It's not rhetorical.
I don't know. I'm sure because it's probably just offensive to someone.
So they're trying to like non-genderize it or whatever.
But like we just said, Everybody has a breast.
Can a man produce milk though? They don't even. No, they're not even born with the. No.
Zach, please chime in whenever. Just you just got to get in here.
I'm gonna be honest with you. It, to me, it's titty milk, and it's gonna stay titty milk.
I mean, it's just ridiculous, dude. It's like every week, day we go, and it's something new that we're
it's
switching.
Always something.
Last yeah. time we were on air, we Morgan Wallen was getting canceled.
And well, now we haven't talked about it yet, but the Mandalorian star.
Oh yeah,
yes, Gina.
Oh, we're on the cancel.
Gina Carano canceled because she has
she ain't canceled. She got fired from Disney. She ain't canceled.
What's the difference? Well, she was about to get her own show on Disney. Ripped out from under.
Yeah. But the Daily Wire, Ben Shapiro, they picked her up.
Oh, did they? I hadn't seen that.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be directly produced by the Daily Wire.
Oh, I had not seen that.
Didn't know
that. That's
yeah.
good. No, I didn't know that. That's why you're saying she's not canceled. Okay, that makes
sense.
That's
why she's still out there tweeting, saying you can't cancel me.
Hell, yeah.
That's good.
Sounds like a big old FU to Disney.
Yeah.
Get it, girl.
I don't know if it'll be, you know, I don't know what the movie will be about. It's something that she has previously written or something.
And I don't know.
Don't take me for
I don't
want to
keep jumping around like this, but you did bring up Morgan Wallen. Did y'all see the thing about Luke Combs this week where he came out and apologized for using Confederate flags in some of his videos? Or
it was one music video with Up Church the Redneck.
And so my question is, Morgan Wallen's going to be canceled, but what Luke Combs hasn't been dropped. Why aren't they going after him like they are Morgan Wallen?
Mainstream Nashville.
My whole thing is, you know, Morgan Wallen, since his incident, we said on the last episode, the record sales skyrocketed through the charts.
Yes.
Well, I don't know if you saw the dude who wrote the song Cover Me Up.
I don't think I've heard that one, but.
Well, Morgan covered it. I think his name's Jason Isbell. Every dime penny he has made off of Morgan Wallen's cover of that song. Mm-hmm. He has donated it to like a black charity or NAACP or something within Tennessee. The record company that has
they pocketed all their money.
Yeah,
they haven't done anything with that.
Yeah,
money.
They're not fucking. They're not. I'm just gonna say it out. Board. They're not gonna fucking do it either. Like, get out of here. They don't give a shit about Morgan.
No.
Yeah. We all know I don't like Luke Combs anyway. So for him to come out and apologize for something he got nothing to apologize for makes him a pussy, in my opinion.
Uh-huh. And that goes back to the stop apologizing for shit.
You don't need, there's nothing to apologize for.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Sorry.
But not sorry.
But not sorry. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. Damn it. There's nothing to be sorry for. There's nothing to apologize for. Should Morgan Wallen apologize? Maybe for collateral damage,
earlier this week, it was either earlier this week or late last week.
Yeah.
He released a video saying, you know, don't defend me. I screwed up. Like, I appreciate y'all's support, but let me pay for this pretty much.
That son of a bitch said I was on hour 72 of a 72 hour bender. I was let's go.
I want to party with that man at least one time.
I think that has a lot to do with it. He is too much for them to handle right now.
Look at that. First time on the show and he already knows the drill. I pop it in the mic.
Sorry. So we talked about this last week, so I don't want to get too much into it, but Morgan Wallen, we said he's just breaking into big stardom, but yet he still acts, he's in that little that awkward zone, like he hasn't matured.
Well, let's relate this back to something else that's been in the news this week. You had the Britney Spears documentary come out.
Oh yeah.
He had that kind of persona, the party animal, just all over the place. And they couldn't take it. They couldn't handle him doing what he was doing. He had to be shut down.
Yeah, well, look at what's her name, Lindsay Lohan. They had to shut her down. You know what I mean?
Reminds
me like Johnny Manziel.
Influences.
Yeah, Johnny Manziel, like
Johnny Football.
That's
these,
right.
These can't be, you know, childhood people that the kids look up to and stuff like that. Oh no, we can't have that. Why not?
Yeah,
why not? All walks of life can make it in this.
They're just living their best lives. Yeah. Like what? Who did they hurt?
when the Shane Edmonds show blows up, watch me revert back to my 20s, early 20s, baby.
God.
Back going to be going 72-hour binger, be short.
We just mentioned that. Back to your Marlboros and your banquet beers.
Marlboros and banquet beer.
Man, when we if we make it big, episode one, ever since we reposted that, we'll definitely be getting canceled.
Yeah, we'd be shut down quick for that shit. One.
If we make it big, it's going to be because of episode one.
You ain't lying. We weren't 5 minutes in, and Josh, old Ralphie Boy can take that and shove it up his ass.
Yeah, had me fired up.
For the record, I knew y'all before y'all blew up.
Yeah, we got
to find some gear for you tonight.
Yeah, we'll be on the race car by then.
Yeah,
nice
to play your cards right. Get on to this season.
Shit, baby.
You need to sponsor us so we can sponsor you.
Don't worry, I've given y'all plenty of shout outs.
Yeah, thank you.
We're going big. We're going straight for Daytona, baby.
Yeah,
you need to get your ass on asphalt.
Oh man, what else is popped off this past? Man, there's so much that happened in 2 weeks.
You had Ted Cruz.
Yeah. Oh, they're trying to cancel Ted Cruz.
Let's talk about Texas. Oh, Tejas.
Yeah, let's jump into that.
First off,
y'all get me hot now. We diesel motor warming up now, boy.
Look, Josh is stripping.
Oh man, he's taking his coat off.
Is that a Carhartt?
Oh, you knock off.
Where's
fake
Bill?
Carhartt look at that. Here.
The three of us are in Carhartts.
I paid like $45 for that jacket. I don't want to hear shit about y'all.
I know. Call it's still Bill. Just as warm. Call Bill, yeah. Bill, he's got his fake Carhartt on.
It's not like I'm hiding it. I'll tell you, it's a burn.
Hey, I like some burn.
It's just as warm as that Carhartt.
It is. I got the redheads work, too.
Yeah.
Who cares?
So let's talk.
It's
about,
all the same.
Let's talk about Texas, dude.
Let's talk about Texas.
They got freaking housed with snow and bad weather. Just
ice.
Terrible.
Sub-zero temperatures.
It was like a scene out of that movie, Day After Tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
That movie. Whew.
So I'm going to go right in and say all these people bashing Texas, hating on Texas. Oh, they can't handle a little cold weather.
It's not just that.
Well, it's not just that. It's a lot of Texans have been firing back. Like, our homes are not built to retain heat.
The insulation's not the same.
They're built to dissipate heat.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I'd love to see somebody from up north, New York, Michigan, Ohio, survive 120, 130 degree heat. That lasts for weeks.
Yeah.
Droughts. They're not going to do it.
Let's see somebody from the Midwest survive a hurricane. Like,
we're talking two different extremes. We're not talking a little bit of snow.
Yeah. You're right. You're not talking about just snow. We're talking about ice, something that they rarely get out there. These people don't own snow shovels. Yeah. Like, it just doesn't happen.
They're like Florida. I think Florida was in the upper 80s last week. They were one of three states that didn't get snow. Is that what you said?
We talked about this at the party.
That's what someone told me. They said all but three states were covered in snow or had snow on the ground this past week. And my guess was Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina, because I know us in North Carolina got snow.
You got to go further west, man. You forgot about Hawaii.
Ooh, what were we told today?
We talked about Hawaii. The mountaintops in Hawaii have snow on them.
Always.
Oh. Yeah. See, I'm learning something new here. I didn't know that.
Well, we learned the same thing earlier.
Well, I forgot Hawaii was even a freaking state. So.
Anyway, most of us but do. Yeah, so, I mean, so my sympathy goes out to Texas, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, they're dealing with a natural disaster, if you will.
Yeah.
No different than a tornado would come through.
I've got a couple friends that live out there, and I get Snapchats almost daily. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was pretty bad. Like, yeah. I felt bad for him.
I sent Blake a TikTok like 20 minutes before I came over here. The guys from Dude Perfect, you know, everybody knows Dude Perfect.
No.
They're in Houston,
I think so,
or Dallas.
That sounds right.
Dallas because they're big Stars fans. The dude was ice skating on his back patio.
Yeah.
In the pool.
Don't.
The pool was going. I'm sucking it in. That's why I'm making this face.
Stick a cork in it, boy.
Shove this bottle up there.
Go upstairs to the nightstand and get a butt plug right now.
I can tell you this, man. If a heat wave comes through and like destroys a northern state, Texas has all rights to rip in their ass at this point.
I agree.
You know,
it was like when Hurricane Sandy came through and. What was it? It was a hurricane, then turned to a snowstorm up in the north.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 But, like, I mean, my thing is, it's not even like snow and stuff. The pipes were bursting.
Oh, yeah, and then, it's so cold.
Like in parking garages, and the cars were getting completely frozen over with all this water.
I saw two or three incidences of that happening.
Yeah. Well, like, I mean, you're talking about a state that never.
Their infrastructure isn't built for that kind of weather.
Freezing temperatures in over 100 years, maybe.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the statistic was, but
they've gotten more snow than us this year already.
Yeah. So, I mean, they got snow on New Year's. Some freak weather patterns, you know.
It's a La Nina? No. What the?
El Nino?
I don't know. It's one of those.
One of them.
Yeah, it messes it all up.
Polar vortex?
Something like that.
Freaking science terms. I don't know.
But anyway, so now they're trying to cancel Ted Cruz.
Because
they want him to step down and resign. And
flew to Cancun with his family.
So?
Leaving his state.
So?
Which it is not his duty to do anything with the state.
So?
It is the governor's job.
So?
You sound like Stone Cold Steve Austin right now. What?
Yeah. So?
I drank a beer. Yeah. What? I drank another beer.
Whiskey, tequila. So Cruz is the senator in Texas now, right?
Federal senator.
It's not his job. It's the governor's job.
Well, yeah, and the governor was working. But they're saying he should have been manning the phone lines or something, like heading up, like checking in on people and stuff. I'm like,
even if
listen. This is what I want to go. Let me say this. When there's a hurricane, a massive hurricane, headed towards the southeast of the United States, Florida, South Carolina, Georgia, North Carolina, what do?
Evacuate.
They evacuate.
Get the F out.
Now, this storm that came through Texas, they knew it was going to, I don't think they knew that it was going to be this detriment, but they knew, they were like, they were probably like excited, like, oh shit, we have never seen, 80-year-old people, like, I've never seen snow.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. That's fine. Now they know. But if you didn't get the hell out of Dodge, like, I'm not saying I don't feel bad, but I'm like, you know your infrastructure can't handle that. Why don't you get the hell out of Dodge?
Well, look at the Hollywood elites. When you get the wildfires and stuff, you think they just staying in their homes all the time?
They book it on out.
Yeah. I mean, so it's like,
if you've got the means to get out, why not get out?
And they're not coming to the East Coast either. They're going on to the vacation spot. Epstein's Island, wherever, I don't know. They're getting the
Cancun.
Hell out. Cancun. Yeah, Cancun.
Hawaii, you know.
I think we missed it. We did miss it last episode. It was too early. So Ted Cruz has been in the spotlight since before this storm.
Oh, yeah. His
because
parts
of
the
impeachment trial, and he walked in with a freaking mullet haircut.
Oh, I did see that.
Like, straight NFG, no freaks given.
It was a baby mullet, but
it was on like a Saturday.
Maybe he was out of hair, Joe, because that's how he normally gets that.
He slicks it back.
It reminds me of the guy from the Munsters. The TV show?
I know what you're talking about.
The Adams Family, but the Munsters. We used to slit his hair was just on the sides, just, you know. I think it probably looks like a mullet without all the hair gel in it. He might have been out.
It was awesome, though.
I love Ted Cruz. That's why I'm poking fun out of him. Yeah. He apologized. Take it back, Ted. You don't need to apologize. You got your family safe, period.
Right.
Well, he said, I didn't want my kids to fly by themselves or whatever.
Yeah, they said, Dad, we're cold. We want to get somewhere out of here. They have the money to do so. Get the hell out of there.
He's doing what's best for his family. Yeah. Just like everybody else out there is trying to do.
Should be doing.
He just has the means to do something different than the rest of these people.
Well, there's nothing he could have done. If he stayed, what would have changed?
Exactly.
What would have changed?
Absolutely nothing.
He can't change
the weather. They would have suffered like everybody else.
Yeah, anyone with kids should have just got out of that. When your pipes are bursting, you got no heat, no power, and it's negative temperatures, and you're used to, what, 60s at this time of year?
Shit. They're probably still pushing in the 80s, son.
I wouldn't doubt it.
As someone that's been to Texas in the middle of December, it's probably about mid-50s, low 60s around that time.
We'll get a warm week here and there. We get one. This is going to be 61 here Wednesday. Yeah. What the hell?
I am looking forward to that.
We're all going
to
be sick by Friday.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Sinus is going to be jacked up.
Everyone think we got COVID.
Yeah. So I don't know. The cancel thing, why? It just seems like to me everybody wants to put the blame on somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, Ted Cruz. Yeah, whatever. I don't know, man. I don't know.
I just wish people would just stay in their lane. Like, mind your own damn business. Don't worry about what your neighbor's doing.
Go ahead.
You're getting yourselves worked up over nothing.
Well, that it's been building up, though. The leftists had nothing to bitch about since January 20th. Nothing. Think about it. They've been quiet.
And they turned back on Biden.
Nothing. Nothing. All of a sudden, here it is. Ted Cruz left the country in the middle of a snowstorm in Texas. Jump on his ass. That's what happened. Yeah. They had nothing.
Yeah.
Man, it's like y'all said. Anybody that has money to do it, they can get out. They'll get out.
What happened right before this? The impeachment trial did not go the way they wanted it to. So now they've got
two-time acquittal champion.
They said,
now they've got to lash out with all their anger.
The other thing. Yeah,
you know.
They said we got witnesses, and they said,
and who was a part of that trial? Who was also looked at in that trial?
Yeah.
Ted Cruz.
Yeah,
for being inciting.
Yeah, whatever.
Insurrection or whatever.
Hell out of here with that.
They said we got witnesses, and the right said, and we got witnesses too. Let's call them up. 45 minutes. That son of bitch was done.
Have y'all looked it up?
No.
The dictionary.
No.
I didn't look it up, but somebody told me. I'm spreading hearsay. Could be spreading hearsay. To incite violence means to have a weapon when you're getting violent.
Let's look it up on the Google machine.
Something like that.
You like this? The studio is
it's coming together, baby.
We got an iPad, y'all. We got the monitor facing the table so we can see everything, pull up photos of these FMKs.
Incite means to encourage or stir up.
All right, so what's the other term they were using that they were trying to charge people with?
Insurrection?
Insurrection. I'm trying to cause insurrection.
Please don't.
It was one of the terms they were using.
I think insurrection was the main one.
Yeah, and insurrection is the one I've seen come up a lot.
It was one of these terms that they've used that have...
sorry, y'all.
It literally means to have a weapon on you during these events. If you got no weapon, you know what I mean?
No, I can't. I don't know how to spell it.
Hold on.
Oh, Lord.
I'm not an English major.
We got four rednecks at the table trying to figure out how to spell insurrection. Send help now.
SOS. We're going down.
Thinking hard.
I just can't
see insurrection, a violent uprising against an authority or government.
Okay.
There it is.
I don't remember the specific thing. Zach Elliott, somebody was
coming in clutch.
Thank you, Google.
Either way.
We tried.
If I knew how to spell, I would have had it.
I can't spell either, so don't judge me.
I can't either. Thank God for a spell check.
So we got an acquittal. We got Ted Cruz fleeing the country. What else is going on?
Shout out to Karen Stevens. She was the one that bought our cesspool shirt. She called in earlier. They were going to call in on the show because I told them 7:15, but y'all's dinner was late. You know, so it is what it is.
Can we call her back?
Yeah, let's call her back. But they brought up, shout out to Shelly for bringing up Coca-Cola. I saw the headline first time today.
I haven't seen anything.
First time I heard is when he brought it up.
Their training videos have come out, or their new training program on how to be less white.
Whoa. That's like the title of the video, or like they...
That's what it's talking about.
That goes right along with...
Let's get them on the
phone. The only way I can think about to be less white is to pull a Michael Jackson and change my skin color.
Karen.
What's up?
You're live on the air. Don't cuss.
You're on the air, baby girl.
All right. You got us all on the air, man.
Tell Philip to be quiet.
Well, that's Phil Bradley.
The car go round and round, baby. Would you say be quiet?
Ain't it past Phil's bedtime? Tell him to hush up. Hey.
Make me tell Stereo to send you a text.
Jesus Christ. Hey, we were just talking about the Coca-Cola thing.
That's crazy.
Tell us more about it.
Be less white.
Be less white.
I don't know how to do that.
All right, Jody.
Dang.
So, we all think it's a little bit out of control.
Just a little.
Hello. I got six people in the car and nobody else is talking.
So are we on the air?
You're live on the air.
Dummy.
Is there several thousand people listening to us right now?
Well, they'll hear you Monday morning, but yeah.
unless he cuts you out.
So you have edit capability.
No, we ain't editing this out.
Did you guys Google it after we told you about it?
Jason's pulling up right now.
No, I'm not.
No, he's not.
I'm on Breitbart.
Jesus.
Shelly, what does it say? Shelly's got it handy. Hold on.
It says,
can you hear Shelly or no?
Yeah. These are all alias names, by the way, y'all.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's Shelly. be less oppressive, be less arrogant, be less certain, be less defensive, be less ignorant, be more humble, listen, believe, break with like solidarity. That's what the training says.
Don't be white.
So we're all going to get work for Pepsi.
Hell yeah.
We ain't working for Pepsi neither. They up north. Coca-Cola's in the south.
Pepsi's from New Bern. Yes, they were from New Bern, North Carolina.
Coca-Cola's still further south. Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta.
Yes, what? Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Philip thinks he's on the radio.
What channel do I tune this to?
We're on 69.69 AM.
You can find us on Sirius XM, channel 1,000,005.
We're on Two Girls, One Cup FM.
Oof.
Sharon, Mimi's going to disown me. Good night. All right, we're back. Them old people, they're
in Massanutten getting toe up from the flow up.
On a wine weekend. They were supposed to be in Cabo this weekend, but, you know, COVID canceled that trip.
So they decided Harrisonburg was a good alternative.
Oh, God. Mexico to the mountains.
Hold on. Speaking of Harrisonburg, I just want to say we actually had some college football up in Harrisonburg today. JMU had a home game.
Wait, what?
Yes. JMU played some football today. They played Morehead State and beat them 52-0.
Oh, shit.
Why'd they play football today?
Well, some of these
COVID.
Some of these lower teams, like the Division II teams, like JMU and Richmond, they're doing a spring season starting this week.
Like the high schools around here.
So that makes sense. Yeah,
pretty much. Yeah. So they play Morehead State, beat the ever-loving dog shit out of them. And I think they play Richmond next week. I could be wrong.
That's so wild, football. In
As in U of R?
Yes.
I didn't know U of R had a football team, to be honest
with you. Yeah, they've been national
championship. U of R won a national championship, I think, in 2008.
Shit.
I was still
in high school. I didn't give a shit about colleges back then.
The only reason I know about it is a dude I was in a class with. His brother was a running back for him.
No, okay.
Well, cool. Coo-coo-coo-choo.
While we're in the news, let us read. Oh, we didn't even talk about Rush Limbaugh.
No, we be podcasters
and not talk about Rush. We should have
started off with Rush. Damn it.
I'll crop that to the beginning of the episode.
The only thing I want to bring up about Rush Limbaugh, yes, it's very sad that the man died, and the way he died was very sad. But you can chalk one up on the board. But fuck the people that are celebrating his death.
Yes, absolutely.
Like
I'm not a Rush Limbaugh fan. Like, not in the slightest. I don't dislike the man. I'm just not a fan of his.
Neither old school talk radio.
But people out there like, good, one less hateful
conservative
person.
Conservative on this earth.
Like, get over yourself. That's messed up.
That's like people conservatives celebrating that Obama dies or something like that.
That's messed up.
Like,
I mean,
yet they're the all accepting party, right?
Party of unity, peace, and love.
But they hate anybody who doesn't agree with Rush Limbaugh,
Donald Trump.
This is the exact reason why I hate politics.
Well, and you have Hollywood elites like celebrities and stuff celebrating, and it's like, come on, man! Like, I don't care if
you know his producer's black.
I did not know.
Really.
Yeah, Rush Limbaugh's producer is black.
I also didn't know. Did he have some sort of cochlear implant or whatever
something
they're called?
I think he had something like that. I noticed it.
I saw it in a picture. He had like one of those ear implant things.
Lost a
hearing aid type deal. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, like someone that's like a hearing impaired would have.
Yeah. But I don't know.
Wearing them headphones all the time. The volume too loud.
Probably.
Lost his hearing. I don't know. That's a joke I'm trying to throw. Probably
he had surgery. Cochlear implant surgery. It was a success.
Didn't he have stage 4?
He had lung cancer.
It was lung cancer. Yeah.
He lost all his hearing at one point.
Oh, God. Not from cancer, I would assume.
I don't know. Doesn't make sense.
And to be a radio person to lose your hearing.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, like not be able to hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, it's nice being able to hear. I can't wait for these guys to be able to hear.
We've been without headphones for like 2 months now, and it's driving us insane. Yeah, well, it drives me insane. I don't know about Jason.
Do you want to put them on?
No, I'm good.
Okay, then.
Those are your headphones. I don't want your disgusting head all over my head.
Come on, man.
No Bubba J germs.
I'm scrolling through the news here. AOC has raised $1 million.
Yeah, for Texas. I saw that.
For Texas?
Yeah. She can't match that?
She should.
She's not going to.
But yet she wants to destroy all the cows and cattle that are in Texas.
that bitch is crazy. Damn, I have a big brain fart.
Good for her, though. Good for her.
Yeah, yeah, it's better than nothing.
It's about time she does something.
But why aren't more people doing it, you know? I take that back.
Because they're too busy shitting all over Rush Limbaugh.
You're right. But shout out to these country music artists and baseball players and football players. They haven't been donating money, but they have been going to restaurants and buying thousands and hundreds of hot meals for families.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone come and get one.
That makes
me
think.
There's a huge mattress seller down there.
The dude in Houston?
Mattress Mac or something.
Yeah, the guy.
I heard him talking about it on the radio. Yeah. He opened up all of his showrooms where people could come sleep in his showroom the mattresses and stuff.
This is how ugly it's getting in the Democrat Party. Mayor de Blasio is now blasting Andrew Cuomo for bullying. They're turning on it. They got nothing left. They're turning on each other.
What kind of bullying are we talking about?
Here's the thing.
You opened up the Cuomo hole. Here we go.
Yeah. Why are we all blasting Ted Cruz for leaving Texas when this sumbitch
Cuomo
has killed hundreds or thousands of elderly senior citizens when COVID first hit up in New York? No one's talking about that.
I didn't know. I haven't read up on this. So what did he do?
Jason, what did he do? Come on.
I haven't read up into it because I really don't care what happens outside of Virginia.
I think it was just they downplayed the virus and the retirement homes and stuff are what got hit the hardest.
He didn't take proper measures. No. You got to think in the beginning, he didn't take any measures. He was waiting. Well, Trump needs to do this and Trump needs to do that. Oh my goodness! We got text random messages.
Probably cared. Oh, I didn't get it.
You got to think back to that. Andrew Cuomo was Trump's not doing anything when he's in control of his own state. So I think that's where it falls. Yeah. You know, we can investigate it more, but
at this point, we're off tonight.
I just remember seeing a bunch of stuff when COVID hit and it hit New York. It was bad.
It was bad.
Yeah.
There were like bodies in the
that's
street.
When Cuomo's nipples became a big ordeal.
Yes. Wearing tape.
I missed that.
Or Band-Aids.
That was all over the place. Apparently, he was wearing Band-Aids on his nipples, apparently, and people thought he had nipple piercings. Because you could see it through his, he was wearing like a white polo, and you could see it through his shirt.
Why do you have Band-Aids on his
nipple? A runner's nipple, dude. We talked about this with Matt.
Yeah.
We talked about this.
Deacon Matt.
Yeah.
Is he a runner?
I don't know.
Did we ever confirm that?
No, we didn't.
Or he likes some kinky ass shit in the bedroom.
Maybe.
Either way,
some jumper cables.
I just want to say,
the clamp.
I just want to say we're a little thrown off. We were supposed to be getting brand new microphones yesterday.
A little disappointed. Next time you hear us, we should be coming in crystal clear.
We're
talking directly to you.
We're getting Rode mics, and it's gonna be nice. But because of the snowstorm,
thanks to the Super Bowl pool.
Yes.
That was majorly filled by
Zach Elliott himself.
You're welcome.
And family.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I have a feeling if it wasn't for my dad, half that boy would not have been sold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so we're a little off.
Another, here we go, more politics.
Let's go.
Reparations being talked about.
No. Don't get me started.
They support forming a $12 million 13-member slavery reparation commission.
Who is they? The left? The
Democrats.
The Democrats? Okay.
When I say they,
I had a chill.
I wasn't talking about black people. Democrats.
No, I didn't assume you meant black people. I wanted to clarify.
What are reparations going to do for anybody?
Nothing.
Who's going to pay the reparations?
Not me.
Me? What do I? Anybody here? Did you have slaves, Zach?
No.
Blake?
No.
We are generations.
I got three slaves. Plural. They're called children, and they ain't black.
They damn sure don't listen.
It's been, what, 200 plus years since the MS?
That's what I'm saying. We are.
Is there a living slave in the U.S. right now?
Hell no. I don't
think
so. Sex slave. Four to 5 degrees separated.
We're not talking about you and Ashley.
From slavery. From slavery.
And I should have to pay for that.
To who?
Yeah, where's this money going?
To who?
And it's not like.
To non-slave? To non-slave?
What I don't understand is. Yes, that time period was bad. Let's learn from it. But no one is around from then. So why do people expect a handout from, you know, a white man?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'd love to see all these liberals that are living off the government pay into that reparation.
Yeah. Well, you know, black conservatives are against reparations because all that really does is keep the black person down.
Yes, it does.
You're saying that they're not good enough to live the American dream, so here's some money, shut up and sit in a corner.
Yeah. Why not?
You know, I don't know.
I hate talking about this stuff.
Bastards.
It just gets my blood boiling.
I like you when your does. Blood's boiling.
No, because then I've already, like... I've probably dropped like 3 F-bombs, but I was like, I got real quiet when I said them.
I ain't caught a single one. I've only caught mine and Jason's. I don't know Jason had one.
I'm scrolling through my new favorite news source right now. It's called Just the News.
Uh-huh.
There's no bias in this. I'm just reading the news, Just the News.
I like it. It's a slow episode.
Give us some headlines, baby.
North Koreans allegedly involved in theft and extortion of cryptocurrency. How do you steal crypto? I'm not into cryptocurrency. What?
I don't understand cryptocurrency.
I don't either. How is cryptocurrency even on the stock market?
Well, how do you pay? Like, I can't go and buy something on Amazon through crypto.
Like, so, like, what is it? I don't even know how to say it.
Some of these big Fortune 500 companies are, like, they're tinkering with the idea of paying their employees in cryptocurrency.
Why? What is what?
Dude, one share of Bitcoin right now is like $49,000. One share.
But that's a, like, that's what I don't understand. That's a share. How many dollars equal a Bitcoin?
Right. So yeah, it is $49,000 right now. But I read an article that said if you bought a share for $1,000 like 15 years ago, it's now only worth 49. That's like moving at the pace of a 401k, man. Like,
yeah.
That's not a huge...
I don't get crypto at all.
I mean, like, the whole point of the stock, like, to make money off the stock market, the quick, you know, in and out stuff, that's not a good buy.
Yeah.
No. But...
Because that's 15 years now, you know?
But like you said, how the hell do you hack crypto?
Leave it to the Koreans. Mm-hmm. Some kind of Asian company. I mean, country.
There we go. Canceled.
I'm saying, if it ain't Korea, it's going to be China. Tell me I'm wrong.
They got all the supercomputers. All
right. Tell me I'm wrong.
I mean, they created COVID.
They Japan. Did that.
Fucking bat soup. There's my second one.
Bat soup.
Oh, shit.
God damn it, Wuhan.
Oh, God. Zach, what is one thing that you see nowadays that just really grinds your gears?
Everything. If you're like me, it's everything.
Just the younger generation, you know, since I got a sister that's, you know, there's 10 years between us.
God, oh, wow.
I thought my kids
were bad.
Yeah, there's 10 years
They're 6 years apart.
Yeah. So there's 10 years between us, and sometimes she'll bring a friend around. And how entitled the younger generation is. Like, I had to work for everything when I was growing up. Yeah. And, you know.
You ain't lying.
Not anymore.
Some of us at this table are still on their parents' cell phone plans.
Hold on
a second. So am I, but I still pay my part.
He does not.
Hold on. Let me load up this AR real quick and just murder all you fuckers. I have tried to pay. And it is a fucking thing where as long as...
stop it.
Hold on. I don't give a shit.
Yes, you do.
The beers are flowing now. As long as he is paying for his kids, she's going to pay for me. I want no parts in it because I need a new phone but can't go get one because she won't meet me at the freaking store. So I'm about to just go get on my own damn plan.
Or just tell her to make you a...
Your wife's still on her mother's
but
plan.
She pays. She pays.
I do see that.
Yeah,
I see that on the Venmo.
But yeah, that's probably the one thing that really hurts my nerves.
Move on over to Mimi and Big Papa's plan.
I'm about to move over to the Nolte
plan. Please do, because my wife's about to get off my plan. And I think I'm going to get the raw end of this deal, to be honest with you. So,
well, I'll join your plan.
Please do. Bring it on over. But back to Zach. So, like you, in the mic. I grew up, I had to buy my first cell phone, had to pay my monthly cell phone bill, had to buy my first car, pay for insurance, pay for gas, all that stuff. Nothing was given to me. I had to work for all of it.
Yeah, you see, I was fortunate enough that my parents bought that stuff, but they still laid out rules like, hey, if you screw up in school or made an ass of myself out on the baseball field, like, stuff got taken.
Yeah.
And I had consequences I had to pay.
Yeah, but I had to pay my own insurance, and we did, like, the every 6 months.
Oh, God.
Oh,
so
God.
You did it all up front.
Ooh. It was, like, $600, $800.
Who does that?
I'm so glad I do monthly.
It was, right? Well, really? We do now. But as a kid, like, that's how it was done. And just, I never saved. I mean, I was a busboy at Texas freaking Roadhouse. Like,
whenever I went to Texas Roadhouse, I made sure that table was dirty as hell for him.
Yeah, he did. Assholes. They'd, like, dump the peanuts. They were like, screw those people.
Okay,
man.
I wasn't that bad.
Trust me, I know. My first job was a busboy, too. I got it from my friends as well. It
my
was
first
not
job
fun.
Was a
I was
boy.
I was lucky. My first job with a busboy. I was an umpire.
That was the only restaurant I ever worked in, though. I never went back into the restaurant business.
Crackers in the Barrel for me.
Right. Cracker Barrel, yeah. Texas Roadhouse.
I was Anna's Italian Restaurant in Mechanicsville. Okay. I was 15. It was all under the table. All
these
cash,
are not paid ads.
Yeah.
Fucked in places. Yeah. Zach, I got a question for you.
I should have an answer for you.
Are we switching gears?
Yeah, this is.
I swear to Jason, hold on, get in on this part first.
I'm about to rip in.
Oh, rip in.
Yeah,
rip in.
I'm about to rip in on
You've
this.
You've been quiet. Rip in.
So, I agree. Like, the entitlement. There's some entitlement issues going on out here. I think some of that stems from the participation trophy bullshit that's happened out there. You know, nobody's left behind. But at the same time, it's a different day and age.
I was about to say, it's a different world we live in
now. I have a 13-year-old daughter. She can't work and pay for a cell phone, but she needs a cell phone because it is a different day and age. Mm-hmm. I don't trust anybody. So she goes to a dance class. We have to drop her off. We can't go in. COVID rules, right? If she didn't have a cell phone, if something was to happen.
You would never know.
Yeah, they got
you know what I'm saying? Like, it is a different day and age, and I'm not defending. I mean, she still has to meet those rules, you know, grades and chores and things like that. She doesn't have it all the time.
Yeah, and being 13, you ask for it. She has no choice but to hand it over.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's still rules, right? I mean,
yeah,
it's just a different day and age. You didn't have phones.
Yeah. I do agree.
Out. House phones are going out now.
My first phone.
Yeah. You don't have house phones anymore. So how is your child going to call their friend? That's the other side of it.
I've noticed that my occupation, I'm a utility locator and Verizon Copper. Like, that's getting, like, thrown out of here. Like, no one has a house phone anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, like, all abandoned.
Well, we were just talking about this earlier. You have a house phone, but it's run through his router. It's VoIP, I guess.
Yeah. So it's pretty much their version of Fios.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And, I mean, that's exactly what you're getting at. Yeah. It's not.
Yeah.
Technology.
But that's because I'm forced to have it. Because Comcast got me by the cojones.
Oh, see, they offered us the phone, but I never, like, bought the phone.
If I cancel my phone line, my bill goes up $15 a month.
Really? See, we had one.
Because he's on the triple play. He's on the triple play. It doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah, I'm on the triple play.
That's what they had us the first time.
Well, I don't know if it's still called the triple play.
Yeah,
that's
it is.
It sounds like your wife might need to.
No, she
put,
did.
But she put her big girl panties on and told
them
no.
Yeah,
I already told him, call in and speak to retention. That's the only way you can get stuff changed.
Oh, we just had this conversation. I'm going to put it out there. F you, Comcast. Anybody that works for them was a subcontractor for them.
Yes.
She's on the phone with them, and she's literally like, what can you give me? We're not under contract. Can you give me can we go under contract? Get a better deal for the, you know, monthly deal, whatever. No, nothing going on right now.
Mm. If we can't, there's no deals right
so
now.
The only way to bring my plan, my monthly payment down, is I need to get rid of the phone and drop my internet speed. And then I'll save $5 a month.
Yes.
To get rid of half of the speed that I currently have.
Well, that's not worth it at all.
I tell you what.
Might as well keep the phone and what I got, right?
When we lived in the old house, I broke bad. Like, Ash was like, you need to pull Mimi status. And I was like, I did. And the lady was like, yeah. Like, I was like, I'm quitting. I got a better quote for $30 less with Dish. Yeah, I was like, fuck.
Well, so that's what she said. My wife's talking to this woman on the line. She goes, so that's the only reason you not, she said it. She said it. So we live in an area of Hanover that is very rural. Okay. We don't have any other options other than satellite options. And when it comes to internet, that's just quite frankly,
not to deal happening. With that. It's not, yeah.
It's stupid.
So, and she's like, you know this, right? Like, she's like, you know, I have no other options. And that's why you're doing this. She's like, yeah.
Yeah, they got you.
They know it. They know they got it. It's just like Verizon. 9 out of 10 people got Verizon wireless.
Yep.
My opinion.
In this area, yeah. Yeah.
I had a guy come out, a salesman come out to my house, look at some, you know, give me a quote on some countertops at AT&T. No service whatsoever. Nothing. Couldn't get on the internet, couldn't make a call. Verizon, same way. They don't care. They know.
No, yeah.
They know by your billing address. We're the only ones that are picking up in that area.
Got your way.
We got them by the balls right now.
And you know who's got the biggest hand? The power company. Yep.
Yeah.
How many times have they been caught, Bob, with their hands in the cookie jar?
You want us to come over there and record? Answer these questions, boy.
No, I'm serious. They get their hands caught in the cookie jar every freaking quarter, I feel like. Oh. We got to give everybody $2 back on their bill. And we're like, what the hell is $2? Yeah. $2 across. How many states are they in now? Five almost? Three, four, five?
No, it's a ton. They got Ohio.
I'm just saying, you're talking about hundreds of thousands of people at $2.
Millions of dollars. Millions of people.
Same with Verizon. Verizon's been caught with their hands in the cookie jar.
Yeah.
Most recently here in Virginia, we were supposed to get a rebate from Dominion for overpayment back in the middle of quarantine, and the damn governor decides to tell them, I'm making an executive order, and just for the people that can't pay their bill, just apply it to them. Bitch, I want my money. I want my $2.
I didn't even know that happened. Hold up. Let's backtrack a little bit.
I still
pull an iPad out.
They're like, bill's due in 3 days. I'm like, screw it. I'm taking it to 5. COVID's still going on.
Threatened to cut they me shut, off.
Yeah, they really? Shut me on you, bitch. We in lockdown still, God damn it.
Yeah. No, that's so, yeah. I don't know how we got on that
topic. What you got? You in trouble over there?
No.
I don't know how we got on that topic.
It was just a...
I saw a meme the other day. A meme? And an elderly person posted it.
Hold on. Time out. Do you call it a meme or a meme?
It's a meme.
It's a meme.
I called it a meme
for so long.
Alex, it's a meme, not a meme. Alex calls them memes. And every time he tells me, he's like, dude, I saw this meme. And I just instantly laugh.
You're like, grandma?
Meme.
You see the benefit of having a younger sister that's much younger? She's like, it's not meme. It's meme. So, like, all the new stuff that comes out, I could look at her like I'm freaking 30 years older than her. I'm like, what does that mean?
What is this? How do I say this?
I feel like a boomer.
Yeah. Speaking of boomer.
What does woke mean?
Speaking of boomer, so this meme was it sit on there and it was posted by an elderly person. And it said on there, like this post if you thought your childhood was better because you didn't have, you know, the electronics and TV and all this, whatever.
This was a family member who posted this.
I can't stand that kind of saying because I don't think your childhood was any better. Was it different? Sure.
Yeah.
Was it any better? No. I mean, I don't think it's any better. I mean, the world's evolving, right? And this is part of this. What I'm going with.
Which going and, back. And don't into get me it. Wrong. all these people who say this, they take advantage of that technology now. So don't sit there and like you don't use this same stuff. You're posting
what
on Facebook.
Hell
clearly,
are you using to
clearly
post it on
like
Facebook.
You're
so
you're being
the new day and age.
Here.
You're loving it right now.
Yeah. So let's dabble in this. I mean, Chris, I'm the youngest one here, especially out of the three main people here.
Damn bad.
And so I'll be honest. I had a cell phone, 2004. I mean, I was elementary school, but my parents were divorced. It was the only way to contact my dad. But
dang, I was just getting a cell phone.
I know. I was
a sophomore in high school.
I had one that wasn't a flip phone. Let's be honest. It had the long, you know, you pull the antenna out like it.
That's
was,
all they had. So that was my first phone. I had to pull the antenna out.
So
we and, had to. Hey. Kids today, they don't know the struggle about sending texts. You know what I'm saying? I had it. Yo, you messed up. You got pissed.
Yeah.
I won't lie. I would take a Razor over an iPhone any day right now.
That was my first phone was
what
a
about
Razor.
The new Razor?
See,
I haven't looked at that.
I had one. I was in fourth grade when I got mine.
Oh, my.
Razor?
No. When I got my first cell phone. Only reason being is I walked home from school. And
shit, I did that too, and I didn't have a phone.
Yeah, and my mom wouldn't get home until, you know, 3 o'clock, because that's what time she got off from the hospital.
Pam, don't mess around.
Yeah, mama, don't mess with Mama Pam.
I was on that clear Nokia. That was my generation with all the lights in it.
Yeah. I had one that looked like a damn walkie-talkie.
I had the Razor, and I paid $250 for that phone at 16 years old.
Damn. But
with a two-year contract.
But
no, I didn't, because the line was already in a contract. That's why I had to pay $250.
But so
was your first phone?
Yeah, because remember it was Mackenzie's phone number.
No, that was not your first.
Yes,
phone.
It was.
Either way, I grew up with technology really like coming up. The gaming systems, phones, cell phones were really like by middle school. All kids my age were getting phones. The chocolate was big, like.
That was my second phone. It was the chocolate.
The NVs. The NVs.
The chocolate was
the
a
Razor.
Slide up LG.
The Sidekicks.
The Crazer. Like,
which one was the Crazer?
Which one was a Crazer?
Was it Crazer?
Yeah, that was one, but I can't remember what
it was.
It was
a skinny Razor. It was very very lean. And it was a little thicker. But
that
so
was
like
when the iPod Nano was big too.
But iPods were just coming out. Christ. I mean, but that's the thing. So I grew up in the prime of technology, really taking the next step,
changing. Yeah,
and like, I mean, dude,
you were right there on the brink of the first iPhone 1.
Yeah,
you were like right there.
The 3GS.
Like, when, what was the T-Mobile one? The Sidekick.
That was a Sidekick.
The Sidekick.
Lauren's been watching, the first one or two seasons of The Challenge.
Yes, and
that's, that's what they're getting.
Dude, I always wore one. But it
like,
was
when, like when they had a new around. Challenge come in, they'd be like, I just got a new message on our T-Mobile Sidekick.
Yeah, but it was only T-Mobile. And I was like, damn, we're Verizon.
Well, that's like the iPhone
was
only
AT&T
at first. I was selling phones when
Verizon
the first
had.
iPhone came to Verizon.
But that's the thing. Yeah. Like, I remember like technology was really on the rise, but I was still such a like outdoorsy person where it's like now that's just gone. Like,
but like thinking back to that, like AT&T is huge on the West Coast, and that's why the iPhone was with AT&T.
Yes,
was because
they're West Coast.
They back then they were a West Coast company, and Apple was headquartered in the Valley.
Yeah.
Remember when we were talking, was it us two talking NASCAR the other day?
Possibly.
And we were talking about how AT&T used to be singular.
Yeah, we were talking about
like
Jeff Burton.
Car.
Before Jeff Burton, it was Robbie Gordon driving the 31 singular car.
And we had, what was it, Altel?
Altel was out there. A little blue alien. That was before your time.
And that became Nextel.
Which got bought out by Sprint.
Now, let's go back to Nextel real quick. I remember when Nextel first came into racing. They came out with those walkie-talkie phones, and the phones looked just like
the
actual cars.
The push-to-talk,
That was Sprint with the beep-beep.
No, it was Nextel.
It was Nextel first.
Yeah.
They had the first walkie-talkie.
Boost Mobile, where are you at?
Oh, dude, I remember that, too.
Hey, and for the broke jokers, it was always Virgin Mobile.
Mobile. God. And back then, T-Mobile was thing too.
I remember Virgin Mobile. My buddy had it, and I'd be like calling. He's like, shit, man, I gotta buy more minutes. I'm like, what? He's like,
call me after 9 o'clock when it's free.
I remember the
if you were on Verizon.
Free
after 9.
My mama used to
unless
yell
you
at me.
Would call into other Verizon.
Yes.
I don't even think Verizon was free back in.
Well, maybe not in the beginning, but that was after the free weekends or whatever.
Yeah. Text messages. My parents used to tell me all the time, you don't have text. And like one time I was like, I'm going to just try it. And sure enough, I was like, oh, snap.
I got it.
Texting like, you know, it's like 25 cents a message
Message. I'm sending text to like in like seventh grade at this point. Like I'm over here on a cell phone calling girls' house phones. Oh man,
reminiscing over here.
The good old days.
Nah,
I just got a Snapchat. I got a buddy of mine in Orlando at the motocross race.
Ooh.
He just sent me a video of the gate drop.
Oh nice!
Oh nice! You got good seats.
This is a good segue. Have y'all heard Bill Gates' latest shenanigan?
Nope.
He's trying to buy all the farmland in America.
Bill Gates believes all rich countries should move to 100% synthetic beef.
Oh, I did.
Synthetic beef.
Like,
okay, let's back up real quick. My girlfriend's family owns a cattle farm up in Orange, and that's how they get some of their money, is they sell their cattle. If we go to synthetic beef,
you're putting farmers across the country out of business.
What happens to cattle after that point, though?
You're talking about adding another species to the endangered species list.
Yeah.
I don't think cows live in the wild.
I mean,
not a moo-moo cow.
Not like that.
Not a milking cow. They never really have like been.
I mean, as far as I know, most of them. Any cow I've ever seen, they've been
on a farm.
Yeah, they've always been a domesticated animal.
Probably not always, but
I think cows that we see today, like, and I'm not talking about steer, like Angus beef, that kind of stuff. That is probably found in the wild, not as much today, but I'm even going back to like 1700s, 1800s, watching Old Yeller. You know, you watching Old Yeller and Old Rose got the hydrophobia and had to be put down. Okay,
yeah.
She was wild, you know, but, you know, black and white cows like we see today, they're not going to survive in the wild.
No, not at all. They'll literally, like, that one thing out of Jurassic Park when they brought the goat up, that's going to be a cow.
But even still, do we, on top of that, do we just move to synthetic milk as well? We're just getting rid of cow's milk?
They're not worried about that. They're more worried about almond milk,
I've tried it. It's nasty.
I know. I have too.
We got almond milk in the house. I get the chocolate. We get the chocolate. That's actually pretty good.
I haven't tried that yet.
Clearly,
I probably should.
the almond milk is good for fiber. We would recommend it by a nutritionist because Americans do not eat nearly enough fiber as they should in their diet.
Gotcha.
And that was one of those small things that you could change that was healthier for you and get more fiber.
And I just don't. I don't like milk in general.
Yeah, I don't drink. We don't.
I eat it with my cereal.
Some milk, you know?
I eat it with my cereal, and that's it.
Yeah,
I'm the same way. But I drink a glass of chocolate milk every night before bed.
We'll switch on over to that almond milk, man.
No.
I'll drink a thing.
You're barking up the wrong tree there.
I'll drink
this man eats cheeseburgers and chicken nuggets, and that's it.
I don't even eat chicken nuggets. Get the hell out of here.
I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
Burger King got rid of them chicken fries. He was depressed.
Man, don't make me bring up high school lunch, Blake.
I got something for you, Zach.
Oh, God.
But this is all to combat the climate change. Like, he jumped in with AOC. The cow's farting and killing the
climate change, and it's freaking snowing in Texas. Here we go.
Jesus, throw that pin one more time and you're out of here.
He gone. All right, what you got?
All right, let's get into this. Zach, this is the only thing I have.
Is this the embarrassing stuff you were telling me about?
It's only one thing. I asked for more. How did you get the nickname Hojo?
I know you told me to wash my mouth, but you either talk to my dad or my sister, so fuck both of them. So the way I got the name...
Do we need to go after hours again?
This is after hours.
So
we haven't done our FMKs yet.
We'll do that next. So the way I got the name Hojo is, I want to say, summer of 91.
Holy cow.
91?
Yes.
You were just born.
I was born in 92. You see where I'm going?
Oh, God. Pre-birth.
So... My parents.
Back when he was a little sperm.
Yep. Swimming in my daddy's nuts.
We're talking about BE here.
So So my parents went to the Bristol Night Race. Well, which back then, the Bristol Night Race was almost as big as the Daytona 500, maybe bigger. Well, they went, they stayed in a Howard Johnson Hotel. Let's just say I was made in that Howard Johnson hotel room that week. And my dad started calling me Hojo when I was probably 19. So it kind of stuck.
All right.
So all right. I want to throw one more last political jab out there.
Do it. Real quick. Give it to me. Jab me.
Just real quick, because this is I've said it before, and it's never making headlines. I don't know why. In China, I've said that they've been rioting too, right? Pre-COVID, after COVID, they want democracy over there. Just the news. This isn't conspiracy stuff.
Just the
two
news.
Two former Hong Kong lawmakers have pled guilty ahead of a trial with charges put on them from Communist China Party for helping lead a pro-democracy protest. So that's how corrupt they are. You've got lawmakers that can't even be democratic, like not in the sense of
democracy,
the party,
yeah.
But
they were wanting democracy.
They want democracy over there. They want a voice.
And now they're being
and we got a country over
it.
Here that wants to give it up.
Yeah,
I don't freaking like, understand it.
Yeah,
I don't understand it. Let's move into the FMKs and close this.
Blake said you have two.
I do. Have
are we doing
two
FMKs tonight, guys?
Let's
please
let's
don't
do
let me down like cousin Matt did.
No,
cousin
Matt.
Did,
well, one of them might let you down because it's something more in my ballpark. The other one, I might pick you back.
Oh yeah, Blake told me about that one. We're gonna have to use the Google machine here.
Okay, but luckily I screenshot stuff.
Oh okay, yeah, okay, that makes it easier.
So the FMK, this is going with NASCAR wives. We've got Taylor D. Benedetto.
Hold on.
Whoa.
Oh, my goodness.
And Blake, don't be using the computer. You're going to mess
pull
this thing all up.
We got to do it like we did last time.
Oh, bro.
All right, I'm looking at.
Oh,
you're going to mess everything up over there.
Shush your ass.
Your name, Taylor.
You're not
going
to be able to spell that last name.
D
Benedetto.
D.
I bet you we can figure it out.
D-I-B-E-N-T-T-O.
I got it right here.
Whose wife is she?
She is wife of driver Matt D. Benedetto, drives the number 21 car.
Is he in the Winston Cup series?
Yes.
Winston Cup. That show's already.
It hasn't been.
Do I?
It hasn't been called Winston Cup in 20 years.
Before. That's where I'm at. That's when I stopped watching NASCAR.
And
when Dale
we
died.
Have Samantha Bush, driver, or wife of driver Kyle Busch.
All right. That? I've already. She's dying.
And then we have my personal favorite, Miss Caitlin Larson.
How's she spell her last name?
L-A-R.
I mean, her first Larson. Name. Her first name.
K-A-T-L-Y-N.
Google. It'll fix it.
Yeah, it'll
Google
fix it.
Knows all of it.
And she is the wife to driver Kyle Larson.
Who got in trouble for saying the N-bomb last year on the iRacing.
And
he's
yet
just
he's,
now back.
And yet he went on a tear last year, winning over 50 races.
Here's her photos.
She's the one that shotguns the beer. I'm marrying her.
Every time he wins? Or just
every time
really?
He wins.
Okay.
He's won two races in, on the dirt side of things this year, and she's been in victory lane shotgunning beers.
All right, let's pull these pictures up.
All right, who's going first? Jason?
Yeah, well, Jason.
Are you going to go?
I'm going to go, but I'm going to let y'all go first.
Okay. All right. I think he should go. Well, all right, go first.
Okay, I'll go first. All right.
Ain't even got to look.
No, I don't. I need to look. Where are we at?
I'm killing Samantha Bush.
So thank you.
Has nothing to do with who her husband is.
No, mine has everything to do with who her husband is.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
I am effing Taylor D. Benedetto because I've seen her in person, and let's just say that'd be a fun night. But I'm marrying Caitlin Larson mainly because if I ever win a race in my lifetime, I want someone that's going to shotgun beers and victory lane with me.
So I take it you're not married or you're
no,
married?
Okay. No. I've got a girlfriend. She's great. She's amazing. Like,
but she ain't shotgunning beers in your victory, sir, victory lane.
I haven't made it there yet, so I don't know.
Come
so,
on,
she
man.
Hasn't been. It's only 6 months old.
He's only finished one. He's only finished one race. So I mean, we gotta get
God,
the placement.
Why has he only finished one race?
DNFs.
Rookie, baby.
Yeah, rookie. You know? And let's
wrecking
just
him. We tearing him up.
I may have pulled an Earnhardt my first night out and went head on into the wall. I won't lie. That hurt. My nuts have finally recovered.
Not bad.
But yeah, that's my FMK.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and go and get it over with, ripping the Band-Aid off. I don't know any of these women.
Yeah, this is
strictly based on looks here.
I like that sometimes, though.
I promise the other one's better.
I'm going to marry the Larson girl because she's shotgunning them beers. We'll move on to the other ones. Let's see here. Who's that?
Samantha Bush.
Can we get a different picture? Let me get some different pictures here. Because some of these are not.
I mean, she had the.
Oh, good Lord.
With the fake boobs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Kill her. She got fake boobies. Who's that one?
That's Samantha Bush.
Who's the one with the fake boobies?
Samantha Bush.
Yeah, she's gone.
And then that's
Taylor D. Yeah, I'm fucking. Yeah, I guess I got the same pics as you.
Josh?
All right, we all know I'm killing the bush. I'm chopping that thing
we
down.
We like no hair.
We wagon.
I think
he's got Blake on the scene to cut that bush down.
I think I'm going to F there. Caitlin Larson.
All right.
Because I'm not a blonde guy, so I don't want to have to look at her every day. So I'm going to marry D. Benedetto.
I was going to say, you're not a party animal, too, so you couldn't keep up with a woman that's shotgunning beers.
Wow. She shotguns one beer.
I've seen her shotgun a shit ton of beers.
I don't know who these women are, but I've seen her shotgun multiple beers.
I have. There's videos all over
the internet. I'm saying at the same time, though, you've seen her shotgun one beer at a time. That does not make her a party animal.
Okay.
There's not a lot of women that can shotgun any beer at any time.
I'm matching Nolte's picks.
Just
because
you have no gag reflex doesn't mean shit.
Killing Bush. Effing Larson and Marion. No. Yeah, isn't that what you did? You F. Larson, married Di Benedetto?
Yeah, married Di Benedetto.
So there's only two ways
to
go.
How can I say
this,
that right? Yeah. You can't, and I don't watch NASCAR.
I still struggle with saying it.
Yeah.
Di Benedetto.
So her husband is called Matty D because no one can ever say
his last
name. Nobody
can say Di Benedetto?
Yeah, but he's a fan favorite. He drives for a Virginia-based team, the Wood Brothers down there.
Oh, Wood Brothers, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that's who he drives for.
So was this supposed to be the hard one for me?
Wood Brothers Racing.
No, this was supposed to. I'm going to bring you back with the
this
one
right
here.
Bad. I got this it. Hold on. Better than Cousin Matt shit.
God, why are you hating so?
I'm hating on Cousin Matt.
You look, bring me we back gave with you the choice. Why didn't you want to do Star Wars last time?
All right.
I did. Y'all didn't want to, bitch.
Hold on. Here we go.
We can do three if you want, because I'm down for that one.
No.
Here we go.
Cousin Matt. So here we go. Oh, we're getting some UFC girls?
This is the second one. We got Paige Van Zandt.
I have no idea who that
is. Yeah, really?
Oh, my God.
You're not even bringing
we're
me
not.
Back,
I don't like
right.
fighting.
Here you go, Josh.
I don't want to say I don't like fighting. Oh, there we go.
Yes. Paulina
I'm
Gretzky.
Marrying into that family, no doubt.
Who is this?
Paulina
Wayne Gretzky's
Gretzky.
Daughter.
Yes, the daughter of
oh,
the
so this
great
is just
one.
A random three women?
Maybe.
There's no trend to it?
Are they all sports?
Really?
Yeah.
Kind of sort.
I like it when there's no trend.
Oh, see,
I went all blondes. I'm sorry.
I do like her.
They're all blondes. Is
I
that
went all
trend?
Blondes. I'm sorry.
She married a hockey player too.
Oh, whoa! Who's that third one? I recognize
Juliana
her.
Huff.
Yeah, Dancing she was with the Stars.
Yeah, Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, okay. She's in some movies.
Have you seen
TV
the newer
shows.
Footloose movie?
No.
All the Disney sing-alongs. Have you seen any of those?
No.
Her brother was in a lot of the.
I was.
She married Brooks Like. Use that picture right there. He's a he was a Washington Capital. Thank you very much.
Trash.
Dang, he's a hottie. Can we marry him?
he's a looker, isn't he?
If you fucking isn't want to.
They're getting divorced, though.
What God, the sucks. Hell?
That sucks.
Probably because of her.
I think she was hooking up with another
she
dude.
Looks like a hoe.
I can't blame her. He's a loser.
So I know two of these ladies. That's I'm
Who's
good with
that?
That's Wayne Gretzky's daughter, Paulina
the great
Gretzky.
One's daughter.
Sure, her looks like, what's is her it name? Her fiance or boyfriend?
They're married.
Dustin Johnson.
Yes.
They're married.
He's a golfer.
Yes.
No. They're married, but
yeah, they're married.
I'm going to be honest with you. If my last name was Gretzky and I was a female, I would not take the guy's name.
No, you do not change your name.
No.
At all.
Like, no.
All right, go to the first one.
You got to do a better picture than that.
Who is this? He's a UFC fighter.
Yes. Jason wants a picture where her face is bloodied up.
Yes.
Because she's just got her ass kicked.
I've got it.
She's down. She's not in the UFC anymore. She's actually doing bare knuckle fighting now.
Oh, God.
I can see.
All right. So I'm going to take the same stance with her I took with Ronda Rousey, if y'all remember that one.
I don't remember.
Kill her before she can kill you.
Kill her before she can kill me.
Oh, my God.
Y'all are going to love my answer.
All right. Who's going to start? You want to start off again, Zach?
No, y'all go this time.
Okay. Jason, go.
You want me to go?
Go ahead.
I don't think y'all like my answer.
I don't care either way.
All right, I'm gonna marry.
Hold on, before you pick, hold on.
Are we going live?
I got to show you this one picture of Paulina Gretzky. If it pops up,
oh god, I don't like that photo of her.
Juliana.
God. Bless somebody. Yeah.
That was Halloween costume.
Oh, is that the
Bring It On?
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that movie.
Yes.
I don't like none of these photos of her. She's
women's health. Is she, that the Wayne Gretzky one?
She's good looking, but the photos don't do her justice.
No. You're right. She was in a movie with Josh Duhamel.
Safe Haven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were watching Transformers before we came over here.
Yeah.
And we were talking about Josh Duhamel, and she was in a movie with him.
I'm gonna go with an unpopular decision on this one.
There's nothing unpopular here.
It's just an opinion.
Sometimes it would be wrong answers, but with this one, it'll
be wrong answers. I'm gonna marry all three of them, fuck all three of them at the same time, and then kill them all immediately after.
Fair enough.
What in the world?
That's against the rules.
He's looking at the money he's going to get out of it.
Mm. Yeah.
All right, Blake.
I can't. You know why I'm going with that? Because I can't make a decision.
No, we're going to Josh, and then we'll come around the table.
Well, I've already given my answer. If you've listened to anything I've said,
well, say it again.
I'm officially going to kill whoever this lady
Paige
is.
Paige Van Zandt.
Yeah, that lady. I've got to be in with the great one. I'm going to marry Paulina.
That's a really good picture.
I'm going to marry Paulina, without a doubt.
Because she's a Gretzky.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. Jesus.
And then I'm going to F Juliana Huff.
Okay. I'm going to kill Juliana. Mm-hmm. I'm going to F Paige because she likes to grapple around. Yeah. She's tiny. She's like really short, so we can get down with that. And then I'm marrying Paulina. Because guess what?
You gotta marry
Paulina. I'm breaking the rules because there's going to be some type of sticking it in some hole there. I mean.
Going five hole?
Nah, give me to it.
I'm going to put it in her cup.
Oh, God. Well, I'm the same as Blake. Marry Paulina Gretzky. F Paige Van Zandt because, oh, my God. And then.
Are you just killing Juliana because that's the only option left? Or is there something y'all have against her?
I have absolutely nothing against her.
I have some shady tendencies. That's why I'm killing all of them.
My mom and grandma used to watch Dancing with the Stars all the time. And when it first came on, I fell in love with her. She was great.
I mean, just look at Pauline here. She wore green when Dustin Johnson won the Masters.
Oh, yeah. Like
what a boss-ass
move. It was going to happen.
Yeah, well, I mean.
I'm a boss-ass bitch.
Now, who do you think wore the green jacket that night when they were doing it?
Oh, probably her.
Was he wearing it, or did he put it on her like, yeah?
I would have put it on her. I'd be like, babe, here, take this. Go in the bathroom.
Nothing
take
underneath.
Everything else off walk back except out. For this.
No. Nothing underneath.
No.
And it stays on the whole time.
All right, do we want to knock this Star Wars one out real quick?
Let's knock it out. Let's go for a three-peat. I mean, screw it.
I mean,
we've had audio issues.
We're having a good time.
We got new mics coming.
I don't even know what the...
About to order a new interface. Oh, my...
I hope you caught that. All right.
Did you soil yourself?
We'll go over these again. So we're doing a Star...
Ashley, we need a diaper change.
we're doing a Star Wars edition. Thanks, Cousin Matt.
Oh, he came in. Thank God.
Don't need to.
No. We've got Carrie Fisher.
Okay.
When the movie, 1970s obviously.
1970s.
Prime.
Fisher.
Prime Fisher. Yes.
PF. Okay. We're talking PF. Prime Fisher.
Natalie Portman.
Oh, God.
And Daisy Ridley, who plays Rey in the current movies.
God damn it, Cousin Matt. Redemption is here.
So
immediately take back what I just said.
Blake's going to pull these up just so we can have the visual.
Shit, Ray?
No.
Reyes?
No. Ridley.
Ridley.
Oof. She? Okay.
All right, you need to split screen this so we can check on the audio.
Okay.
I have a nervous breakdown.
That's the first.
Get her in the Star Wars. Yes,
I want everybody to
pull up IMDb and we'll be good.
I want everybody to be.
That's the first time I've seen her not in her Star Wars stuff.
Yeah,
and actually cleaned up with makeup.
She doesn't look as good. She doesn't look as good.
Oh, that's the one right there.
Natalie Portman. Now this is the one right here. Oh, come on.
Yeah, I think you spelled Fisher.
It's gonna give me the shit I need.
Carrie Fisher.
So we,
didn't she die?
Yes.
Yeah, she died right before the last movie. Well,
get
came
her with
out.
The one where she's
yeah,
in front
I think
of
they were in the middle of filming
one.
It.
Or was it before the second movie came out?
You want that one, Jason?
Yes.
There we go. That's when she was sitting in Jabba the Hutt's lap.
Chained up Jabba the Hutt's lap.
All right, do we want a better one of Ray?
No.
That's perfect.
All right, I'm going to go pee again. I broke the seal.
Oh, my gosh. You can't wait 5 minutes?
You need the mouse to switch through?
Or is there, are we going to discuss
or just take 30 seconds and discuss the names again.
Okay.
Discuss the names again. Oh, my gosh.
All right, who wants to go first?
Everybody knows who these people
are. I'll let y'all go first. I'm the guest.
Jason, go ahead.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
All right. Some tough choices here.
They are.
They are.
Cousin Matt tough. Really made us think on this one.
Yeah.
I don't even know Cousin Matt, but I give him props for this.
I'm marrying Carrie Fisher, 1970s Carrie Fisher.
You're going to marry Fisher.
Yeah.
All right.
That's natural beauty there. You know what I'm saying?
It is. The makeup isn't what it is
there
today.
Is
the,
yeah,
that's
there's
for
like
sure.
No makeup on
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree with you on that.
So there's that. And there was just something about her character back then.
Yeah.
Too.
She made out with her brother.
That was a little weird.
She didn't know they were.
That,
I've actually that, not seen so, a single episode.
Yeah. Carrie Fisher, I'm marrying.
You're missing out. That's the next FMK we need to do. Oh, it needs to be Game of Thrones.
I'm going to have to do some research because I don't watch that gay stuff.
I'm coming back for that one.
All right, I'm back.
All right, so you're marrying Fisher.
Yeah. Now here's where we get to the hard part.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Here's where we get to the hard part. And the thing with like Natalie Portman is we've seen her in so much other stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to hold on you.
But Ray.
Yeah, I don't know anything else she's been in.
I don't even
in.
Know her name outside of Ray.
Daisy Ridley.
Daisy Ridley. Well, we know her as Ray, and that's it. No, I don't think there's any other movie that she's really.
I mean, I'm sure she's been in other stuff, but
not at like main. You know where we knew.
Yeah.
Who she was.
Cute.
Golly, oh day. I'm gonna go ahead. All right. That's it. I gotta make quick decisions. I'm killing Natalie.
You're taking too long.
I'm killing Natalie Portman, and I'm effing Ray. Queen Amidala's gotta go. I've got my nose buried into the microphone right now, trying to avoid the stench.
I don't know if the mics picked that up at all or not. But
no, they picking up all the laughing and carrying on, that's for sure.
It was not me.
Hold on, I got a filter. Oh, man. There we go. We got to cover the fart stench.
Oh my goodness!
I'm out of liquor.
All right, Josh, go.
I need the listeners to know right now. I've pulled the cover, a little foam piece off the mic, and holding it over my nose like I'm a damn clown.
Look like Rudolph. Let's wrap this shit up.
All right, so I'm gonna.
I'm getting high.
You're gonna go wipe your ass.
Killing Jason. You killed Natalie Portman.
Queen Amidala's gotta go.
That's the wrong answer.
I don't think there is a wrong answer, and I got my reason.
I can understand that.
Ray's got powers, man.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
That's
God.
That's his daughter. What the hell's wrong with him?
All right.
We got to post this on the thing.
Save that image.
Oh god.
So I'm even more. I
he likes to role play with daddy.
I think I'm gonna F Carrie Fisher.
Good choice.
With that get up, it's hard not to. Like that's in the spank bank right now.
Are you going to dress up as Darth Vader too?
Yes, I am. I do not
all right,
care.
All right, let's hurry this up. I got to make a milkshake.
I'm dressing.
I'm going to marry Obi-Wan. Natalie Portman, and I'm going to kill Daisy Ridley.
All right.
All right.
I don't think there is no right or wrong.
This one's so tough. Yeah.
I'm killing Daisy. Plowing Natalie. Marrying Carrie. Young Carrie. Marrying young Carrie.
You got the same picks as me.
Go Zach.
No.
No, the opposite too.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'm about to probably piss everybody off, but
that's all right.
He's effing all three, marrying all three, and killing all three.
Hurry up. Come on. Come
no. Unprecedented territory here.
My nose is deteriorating. Hurry up.
I'll make suffer now. I'm a kill Carrie.
That's all right.
F Daisy. And Mary Natalie Portman.
You know you're effing Jar Jar Binks. Shut the fuck up. Yeah.
Shh, don't tell nobody. Goddamn.
Zoom in. I need to zoom in on this picture. Is he grabbing her by the crotch?
No.
His arms are around her.
I see just like the black.
He's grabbing it and making America great.
And like lifting her up. I don't know.
Can you zoom in?
It's hard for me to see. Oh, yeah. Okay. See the little black. See the hand? It's close.
The hand's there.
What's
that's his left arm. That is his left arm.
His
right arm ain't down here. Yeah.
I was looking at the.
That's part of the. Hold
on. Hold up. Go up a little further. You might see something.
His knees are bent.
No. Oh, man, there's a bush hanging out. This is the 1970s.
Really?
Okay. Thank you for tuning in.
Mark Hamill. Man, I bet you he had some good times.
Zach, thanks.
Him and Harrison Ford.
Zach, thanks for coming on. Glad you were finally able to get your free hoodie.
It was awesome. I had a great time. Hope y'all can have me back.
This was a lot of fun, guys.
We'll have new mics.
Maybe you can get you a win in this year.
If the track opens, we're hoping and praying it will.
We're going to call it the cesspool bump. You're getting a win.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Keep going.
A top 10.
We're going to have to come out and watch you.
Come on. I want to go.
Let's do
y'all
it.
Know other guys out there
let's
that I'm running
mics
down,
and
so.
Record out. No, just
we're going to.
But no, that would be a good sass outing.
Get us on the infield.
I mean, $20, you can come on in.
Shit,
you just come in.
Yeah.
How much do you charge to go watch?
If you want to come into the infield, it's $20. If you want to go into the stands, all the kiddos are free if they're 12 and under, and then it's like probably $15 an adult.
So shit, I'm going
shit,
to the
you
infield.
You might as well go to the infield. Yeah,
exactly. Awesome. I mean, and then like I
but
told
what's,
you.
But what's the viewing like from the infield?
I don't care about it.
It's not bad at all.
Okay.
But y'all know the Hutchins boys. And
oh, yeah.
So y'all know me
and
now.
Screw with them.
Y'all can come down there. Like, we park next to each other. We're that good of friends.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay,
if
cool.
If I have we'll a problem, they're coming to me.
So we'll you give us your stats and your schedule, and we'll post in the page, you know.
If it ever comes out,
get
I'll
some
give
fans
it to
you. Out there for
did
you.
Did they race at all last year? No, no.
I had a good
you
Maryland
know if they
race.
Listen to us?
Wow.
I'm not sure. We can find out once we turn this off. I'll call
there
them.
We go.
All right.
We should have brought them on this, instead of bringing in Karen. We should have brought in the Hutchins brothers.
I mean, y'all still can.
No, we need to wrap this up. We're an hour and a half. We're way long on this.
Thanks
one.
For tuning in. Y'all have a good night.
When they're bi-weekly, you're going to get an hour and a half.
Yes.
That it's is just, true.
We started warming up at like the freaking 45-minute mark, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn around and listen to this on Monday, too.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
All right.
Good night. New mics coming on the next one.
Have a great Monday. Make the week good.
Remember, be less white.
Jesus Christ. Be less white. Peace.
Later.